Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Navshi, Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the Sefer HaKadosh Tzidkas HaTzadik. We are holding on Os Nun Gimel, in Os Nun Gimel. Earlier on, Os Mem Tes, we learned Kikol Echad Nivra L'Tikon Ezetav Prati Hashem Bona Siach Da Navshe B'Frat. Everybody was created to fix something for which his soul is particularly unique. And here we're going to see that that uniqueness is also nicker in the Signon HaDibur Shekol Echad Ve'Echad. It's important to remember, Rabbi is saying, everybody is special, and everybody has something else to be metaken. We all have tikkunim to make. That's why we're in this world. And your unique soul and your unique circumstances, you have to make your unique tikkunim. Omer Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, dibur shel chol hamurgal b'fi ha'adam. Even a mundane matter, mundane speech that a person is used to speaking, what Chazal call margala b'fume, what's ragil in his mouth, what a person is used to speaking, Rashi Bracha 17a, margala, hu divrei Torah mamish, is mamish divrei Torah, afilu etzel isha amoni miyisrael, even a dibur ragil that we find by an isha amoni, by the common man among the Jewish people. A lot of times in the Gemara we see Adam Rienshi, famous Gemara in Baba Kama 92b, 92a, other places. This is what people say. And that's Divrei Torah. As it says in the Likutei Ma'amarim at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, Shekol min chochma Adam Rienshi, rak shu chochma amitis v'sfas emes, v'hiramuza v'torah. Every type of wisdom that people say, provided that it's true wisdom and it's true words, is alluded to in the Torah. So the margala b'fume is already in the Torah. With Parakamid, the Sanhedrin, harbe ahu da'ava kamar vozi. Sanhedrin, we have 7a, a lot of pitgamim. There was a certain person who was rogil, he was accustomed to saying a certain pitgam, a certain saying. Vamar Shmuel kroksiv. And Shmuel says on a pitgam that it's a pasuk. So you see that even though the Baal pitgam, a person says a saying, and he doesn't know where it comes from, Abashtaitoch and pusuk, it already says it in the pasuk. It's Megala, Shmuel was Megala that it's Divrei Torah. Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael, yesh lo achiza b'divrei Torah miyuchedes kanayda. Because every Jewish person, even the most pashut Jewish person, has b'sharish nafsho alaykis, achiza b'divrei Torah miyuchedes kanayda. He has a special hold on divrei Torah, as is well known. And that's what it means. As it says in Likutei Ma'amarim, Reis Sefer Yehoshua, page Mem Mem Beis, Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Shamar Kadmoni Kol Nefesh Mi Yisrael Yesh Lo Achiza Ba'oz Mi Divrei Torah. Every Jewish person has an achiza, holds on to a letter of Torah. Ve'omar Reis of Yisrael Chad. And they say that the Jewish people in the Torah are one. Every person has an achiza in Torah, and the Jewish people in the Torah are one. That's why we have an achiza in Divrei Torah. Yisrael is Rosh Tevis Yeshi Shemriven Osios LaTorah. Hanuk Yichoch Mitzvah Shem Yisbarach Uvade Ein Sof. Moshu Kaviyachol Ein Sof. The Torah is Ein Sof. Like God Kaviyachol is Ein Sof. Rak Moshu Galan Ulam Azik Fi Mashiv Shalom Ulam Azik Shu Baal Gvul Es Galis. Ken Bo Kafi Gvuloi Kach Kvi Shirzen Es Galis Torah Shichoch Mitzvah. So the Torah is revealed according to the level of this world, according to the capacity of this world to hold on to the Divrei Torah, which is Ein Sof. And so to the Jewish people, the different types of neshamas, and they're all able to hold on to Divrei Torah. Kol nefesh v'nisal shem gamkin kol minei chalukos, chachma shefshel imatze, many different types of wisdom. Shachachma sagnuz es bosiyas haTorah im atzma, hachachma shonah shel tzchakos hanefashos miYisrael mekol hadoros, kfim ma shehem v'machshavtu shel Hashem Yisbarach. The chachmas that are hidden in the letters of the Torah, they themselves are the different wisdoms of the breaking up of the Jewish souls of all the generations. That's the chachma of the Torah. The Jewish souls are in there, as it was in this thought of God. Rabbeinu and the Pritzadik, Shkala Mois Aleph, Mavarcha Mazel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachma Razim. When you see Shishim Riba Miyisrael, you make a bracha, Baruch Chachma Razim. Shibuchol Echad Yesh Roz V'Soyd B'Nefesh Shusharish Nafshim. Everybody has a secret in their soul, which is the root of their soul. Afilu Banashim Hapshutim. Even with simple folk. Everybody has something special, but that's the root of his soul. There's a secret from God's wisdom that's rooted in his soul that he doesn't know it's the root of his chiyus. Like it says, the wisdom is mechayet, it's all honor. Meaning that there's a certain soul, there's a certain secret, a certain chachma at the root of our soul which gives us our chiyus. That's what Rabbeinu says. Kol nefesh miYisrael yesh lo achizu b'divrei Torah miyuchedes kanoida. And therefore, we understand ubedibur shemargilu b'pu meizer sharish nafshe. As muvan memela shedvar Torah hatamun b'dibur ubedgam shemargilu b'pu mei shuragil b'fiv. So the side of this dvar Torah that a person's ragil b'fiv, that's his sharish nafshe in Elohim Chaim. In other words, this his margil b'fume is divrei Torah, and that's rooted in God. Ki Yisrael v'arayis v'kutsh b'richu chad. Ki kol nefesh miYisrael yesh lo achizu b'divrei Torah miyuchedes kanoida b'dibur shemargil b'fume zeir sharish nafshos. We all have a holding on. We all have a hold on Torah. Every Jew. And what's margil b'fume? What's accustomed to being in your mouth? That's the root of your soul. It's amazing. See what a person says, and you find out who he is. You want to know yourself? That's really the best knowledge you can have, to know yourself. See how you speak. See what comes out of your mouth. Problem is today, a lot of what comes out of people's mouths is what they're reading. They're reading Twitter, they're reading Facebook, they're reading different websites and news sites and opinion sites. And then they end up saying things just that parroting what other people are saying. But if a person has a certain chibur to an idea, something that he says again and again, that's sharish nafshay. You have different tzaddikim. They would emphasize different things, and they would say it again and again and again, certain ideas. So you see that was their special connection to Torah. We all have to find our connection, the ideas in Torah that animate us, that excite us, that we connect to. The concepts, the sugyas, the chelek haTorah, whether it's Chumash, Navi, Gemara, Lamdis, Halacha, Halach Lemaisa, Tshuvis, whatever it may be, Kabbalah, Siddus, Musar, whatever animates your soul, that's what you're connected to. And sometimes you learn something and it just doesn't do it for you. So imreku mikemu. So it's not a chisaron in the Torah. It's a chisaron in us. We're not connecting. But the person has to find what he or she connects to, and that's their chelik in this world. That's they have to be metakin. That's the part of their tikkun. It's connecting to their chelik. Ki adibu hu yisod ha-nefesh talgum nefesh chaya ruach mema'ala k'mashkas l'psikta ein bein tzadikim achayim l'meisim. Ela dibur zeh yisod achiyus. So the koyach hadibur sheba adam, the yisod hanefesh is the yisod of his chiyus. His dibur is his chiyus, because it says, the man is a nefesh chai, it's a ruach mal, that's his speech. Tell me what a man says, I'll tell you who he is. Kumo shamar b'psikta, like Chazal say in the psikta, ein bein tzadikim achayim l'meisim. Ela dibur, the only thing between living and not living tzadikim is speech. Zeo yisoid achius. That's the foundation of life. Because all of divrei Torah, ki divrei Torah im chaye ha'odam, as it says in the Kutim Amar Amos, Yir Aleph. Divrei Torah are a person's life. Tzadikim chayim and tzadikim meisim are both chayim, because tzadikim, even b'misasam, are called chayim. The only difference is dibur. And that's the yisoid achius. Yisoid achius is their dibur of divrei Torah. And since the dibur that comes misharish nafsha is mizeh, yuchal adam lamoid asharish nafsha. Look at what you're saying, and you'll find out who you are. You know, I was really one of my biggest greatest interests in life is just to understand the human soul, the human psyche in general, particularly of those close to me, those I have to engage with, those I choose to engage with, and most particularly my own, because the only person who can make my tikkun is me. So I want to know what's going on inside. So one thing a person has to do is look at their dreams. Your dreams tell you a lot. Try to see what your dreams are telling you about yourself. What are your dreams telling you? Wow. I could just write books and books. I have so many dreams. I have so much lamdas. So much, you know, I learn my dreams like I learn up a sugya. Probably better. Because that's mamish. You know, the sugya, figure if I don't get it, somebody in the mirror is learning this now. He's doing it better than I am anyway. But my own soul, that's mamish. That's my chayim. Even though the sugya should also be my chayim. I should learn the sugya like my life depends on it. When I have a dream, I mamish go into the dream. So you should look at your dreams and also look at your speech. Look at what you're saying, because that's going to tell you a lot about what's going on inside your soul. And that's why, so in the Svarim, a person speaks Nevo Peh, that shows there's something very unclean going on inside of him. It's a gilui on his chipinimius, the way a person speaks. And it's also mashpia, meaning when you start speaking better, it's mashpia on your panemius, but it's also a gilu of your panemius. What comes out of a person's mouth, how he speaks, what he says. Is he cynical? Is he sarcastic? Is he biting? Is he complimentary? Is he upbeat? Is he optimistic? See what comes out of your mouth. So only mizin tzaddikim chayim and mesim are the dibur, because that's the yisod achiyus. But otherwise, even that tzaddikim are alive, mizeh. Yuchal adam lamod al shorash nafsho ladat. And with this, a person can understand what Zinyan is in the world. That's where you know your tafkid is in this world. Because everybody was created for a purpose. As Rabbeinu says in Pritzadik and Shkalim, everybody's special in one way. And that's why the whole world needs him for that. So you have to look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Say, mirror, mirror on the wall, what's special about me? How am I medugal and menusa? What special quality do I have? Because you have to know what your inyan is in this world. And I look around sometimes and I see I'm not the only guy here. There's another 8 billion of me. There are 8 billion people. And there are loads of people who are smarter than me, funnier than me, richer than me, more talented than me. I mean, every area. There's not an area where you can't find a trillion people who are better than me at it. So I ask myself, what am I doing here? Ma ani oseh po? V'atshuva sheli, my answer I give myself is what Rabbeinu is saying over here. Everybody has their unique thing to not exactly what Rabbeinu says. Rabbeinu says that everybody's unique in one way. So I don't know if I don't want to look in the mirror in the morning and say that in one way I'm better than anybody else on the earth. I don't know where that'll take me. But that's what you have to, I'm telling you, that you should think that about yourself. That's what Rabbeinu says. But to think to myself that you were given a special task. You have personality qualities, way of thinking, way of acting, an upbringing, education, etc. Nobody else in history had. Not from the beginning of time and not till the end of time. So you have to make your tikkun. Because there's no one like you, no one ever will be like you, no one has ever been like you. And that I'm telling you. No one has ever been like you, no one ever will be like you. You have your tikkun. How do you find out what that is? See what comes out of your mouth. That's going to tell you a lot. What you're talking about. Again, it's important to note that when we're living in a certain culture, we're just parroting what society is talking about. That's not us. Okay, when I was growing up, I'm always talking about sports. I'm loath to believe that my purpose in this world is sports. Talk about sports. For that, we have Dick Vitale. We need the Rafu Shleima. So there's nobody who loves sports more than Dick Vitale, right? But what is our tikkun as Am Yisrael? Every individual person has to look at himself, and the society is talking about sports. You're talking about sports. That's not you. The person talks a lot about food. It's not me. Food. could be that's a tikkun, that a person's here to prepare food, make food, eat healthy, feed families, feed other families. But the point is to find something unique, something important, that you will contribute to this world in a unique way. Chai Gavna, we have this about a certain person. We used to say, "Don't dini." Every time we'd argue with somebody, he would say, "Come, let's have a din Torah. I want to hear dayan." Marm Sachem 4a. So as I say, well, it must be comes from Shevet Dan, because he's always saying, "Let's judge." So he must come from Shevet Dan, and that's Ayin Sham, and that's Sigur. We see similar things. So you see this big Yisod Mamish. I don't know, the share like this is worth $1 trillion. What's your purpose in this world? So that's how you know you're deep. All right, sweet friends, we still have so much more to talk about. And the Mitzvah Shem will be there to continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom Shalom.